Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So within the spiritual tradition, the spiritual masters, they talk about the journey in terms of, there's a lot of ways to talk about it, but one of the ways they talk about it is the journey through the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive ways. The purgative, the illuminative, the unitive. I've not had enough coffee yet this morning. Okay. These three phases on the way home to the Lord, when we pass, they say, much of our lives being purged of disordered attachments, purged of sins and sinfulness. All along the way, though, that process is accompanied by the what is initially the painful process of allowing the light in, right? So part of the purgative process is the bleeding into the illuminative process, right? Being purged of my sins, allowing the light in. All of us have to be filled with light by the end of our journey if we're going to be home with the Lord. Like, no part may remain hidden in darkness if we're going to be united eternally with Him who is light. It all has to get illuminated. It all has to get touched by the light. And who is the light? What is the light? It's the love that redeemed the world. It's love and mercy itself. It's truth and beauty Himself. It's like the light is Christ. The light is Christ. It's His eyes. It's His heart. It's His crucified. It's His cruciform love. It's a love that doesn't moderately love the world. It's a love that doesn't tolerate the world. It's a love that so loved the world. For God so loves the world, right? That He bankrupted heaven and broke open the alabaster jar of His own heart to spill out the rich contents of mercy upon all of us, right? That's what the light is. The spiritual journey, it's a journey of coming to love and to trust and to bask in the light. All along the way, rejecting all of the whispers that come from the Prince of Darkness, who is always encouraging us, who's trying to tell us, to anesthetize us, suggesting that our pain is best managed by keeping parts of our hearts in the dark. He's the Prince of Darkness for a reason. He's the one who says, keep this in the dark. Keep this in the dark. We hear the Lord say again in the gospel, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Deacon James Keating, he's a spiritual mentor of mine. He's a man who changed my life when he came into my life about 11 years ago. He's a spiritual formator at, I think he's at Kendrick Lennon Seminary now. Anyway, he wrote this in an article a few years back. And what he's describing here is the journey of letting the light in, of welcoming the light, which is the process of letting oneself be found. It's the process of letting oneself be seen, letting oneself be known and loved by the light of the world, who is Jesus. This is what he says. To allow oneself to be loved is to allow oneself to be found. Love is suffering because it draws out of us our true condition, a condition we have been hiding from others. The one who loves us is like a searching light in his fascination with us. Love wants to know. Love wants to revel in our real presence. The suffering that is love is the pain that is known when sinners attempt to reveal themselves after a lifetime of emotional reserve, independent living, and self-concern. Love's suffering is the pain of coming to life as a gift for another. Ultimately, being such a gift and remaining in a posture of self-giving will become joy, not pain. Amen.